three ways to reignite a coach's interest. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 42. Hello, I'm John Fugler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and CEO of RecruitMe. For over a decade and a half, I've been helping families like yours pursue an athletic scholarship to walk the recruiting road, and it's been exciting. I've been helping families achieve their scholarship dream, and I hope that you're on your way. I'm not sure what stage you're at, whether you're just getting started or you've been going at this for a year or two. Let's move forward together. That's what this podcast is all about. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I just got off a live call with some of my RecruitMe Premium families, and we dug in deeply into some of the things that will cause success in the whole recruiting process. Things they've been working through, wrestling through, questions that they have. As I come out of that, I'm motivated. I want to share my best with you as we get into this episode of the podcast. Something that stuck with me as I talked with the parents tonight is the fact that you may be going into this and you've been into it for a while. Maybe you got interest in coaches and for some reason, things just kind of die. It may be your fault because you gave up. You may have decided that you'd take a break and the break just turned into a month or two or three or six. And you had some coaches that were interested, but man, they're like, it's cold and you need to heat it up again. You need to reignite a coach's interest. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Have you got it yet? Have you got the freebie that I offer, the free report, how to get an athletic scholarship? Have you downloaded it? Please do that. If this is the first time you've listened to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, then by the time this is over, when you're done listening, please go get it at recruitme.com. I'm getting my homepage redesigned, and I'll have another offer up soon. I've been working on this for a while, but before this one's gone, get it. It's going to take you 5 minutes to read this report on how to get an athletic scholarship. I'll go through some of the laws of recruiting. You need to know these. And then you're also entitled to receive my 7-day recruiting jumpstart, which I'll get to you. It's a series of emails that give you something to hang on to each day. We got to move this ship forward. Whether you're just getting started or whether you're stalled or whether you're doing well and you need more momentum just to keep going, you need fresh content, fresh material, fresh tips. That's what it's there for you. But start in getting the free report, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship at recruitme.com. If you don't have it, go get it. I've been thinking too, and I want to get your opinion on this. If you just email me about it, I'd love to hear from you. I've never before offered one-on-one coaching. Done a lot of instruction, not face-to-face, except in the early days, but with my knowledge base now and experience, I was thinking about offering one-on-one coaching in addition to the RecruitMe system and Athletic Scholarship University. If this is something that's needed out there, I'd like to know. If you want more in-depth help and have me walk through things with you, maybe I'll do that. So one-on-one coaching, if this is an interest at all, let me know. If not, I want to know too. Say, John, I'm not interested in coaching. I just want your materials. The podcast is good enough. The RecruitMe system, I'm a member of the RecruitMe Premium family. That's enough for me. I'm doing fine. I want to know. I don't want to introduce this because I'll do quite a bit of preparation if I end up doing that. Third thing I wanted to mention before we get into the content is getting regular, fresh material input is really critical in this whole recruiting process. Man, there are ups and downs. It is a road that's got twists and turns, got victories and disappointments. It's not perfect. It's messy. If you are experiencing that, that's normal. I want to assure you of that. One of the reasons I have this podcast out, and it's only 15 minutes, I want to give you a shot in the arm every week, not just motivation, but practical stuff that you can apply. Practical stuff moves you forward. Marry that with motivation, and you got something really special. But that's why this podcast is here, and I want you to be able to access it every week. Did you know that it's on iTunes? you aren't subscribed yet, well, basically what you need to do is just download the Apple Podcast app. Apple Podcast app and subscribe to the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And then you'll have it there on your phone, on your device. You can access it every week and get the shot in the arm. If you've got a Droid, then use Stitcher. Use the Stitcher app. And you can get the podcast each week. It's better than fishing around on my website. It's you want it to be mobile, so that's the best way to do that. And great apps for you. So I want to mention those things. Okay, we're getting into three ways to reignite a coach's interest. Coming up on summer, graduation happening around the country, but you're not graduating. You've got a year or two or three left to go. Your recruiting adventure is in full swing. But this summer, maybe you're going to get a little bit distracted. You're not going to be living life as intensely as you do during the year. I want you to make sure that you don't get off track, that you stay on course, that you keep it going, and you keep pursuing this athletic scholarship. You may get to a point where the coach's interest is waning for one reason or another. I mentioned earlier, it could be your fault. If you're at that point right now, then I've got some good news for you. I've got three things I'm going to lay out for you. If you're not at that point, please listen to the rest of this. I think you may be at that point sometime in the future. It's natural. It's only natural. This is a hard thing to keep going, keep the momentum going in recruiting. Write these three things down, memorize this podcast, and go back to it and get back on track. So here are three ways that you can reignite a coach's interest. See, the coach is thinking that you're not interested anymore, or on the coach's part, they may not be interested anymore, but you don't know. What's the reason that the coach is not contacting you after he or she was interested in you in the past? So this is advice for those who have coaches who have been interested in them in the past, and things are just dried up. Silence, crickets. So here's what you can do. First thing, simple, make a phone call. Yep, pick up that phone. Not parents. Parents don't call on behalf of your son or daughter. The coach isn't interested in talking to you about that. They do want to talk to you, and you should talk with them once that relationship is going and you have some questions you need to ask them, and they need to get to know you. But they want to hear your son or daughter take the initiative. So athletes, make that phone call. I can almost guarantee you, you'll get a voicemail. Yep. You will. If you don't, then that's your big moment. Take advantage of it. Have some things to say. Leaving a voicemail, though, is critical. Don't hang up saying, well, he wasn't there. She wasn't there, so I'll just move on. They're not interested. Don't think that way. Leave that voicemail. Here's the opportunity for you to present yourself in the best light possible. So the tone goes off and you're thinking, what am I going to say? I want to make a good impression. Well, script it out. Bullet point it out. Outline it. Don't be afraid to do that. Read it, but don't make it sound like you're reading it. Have something real to say to the coach. Hi, Coach Smith. This is John Fugler. I want you to know that I am still interested in your program. I haven't heard from you in a while. I'm not sure why. Maybe I haven't been communicating my interest enough to you, but I am interested. Can we continue the conversation? I'd really like to know your interest level in me, whether it's high or whether it's not. I'd like to begin communicating again. Could you please give me a call back? Now, if you're at a point where the coaches can't call you back, then they won't be able to do that. However, you can. If you're in that recruiting, that stage where they can call you back, ask them to call you back. You could say this, because they're allowed to do this. Coach, this is John Fugler calling. I haven't heard from you in a while. Do you have any information you can send me, camps, things like that, information about the school, just to show me you're still interested? I'd like to receive that. I'll call you back if I don't hear from you. So script that out. If you do get the coach live, That's fantastic. You can make as many calls as you want to coaches. They just can't call you outside the recruiting timeline, which you really need to go online to the NCAA website and see. So you're not disappointed. You're not having unrealistic expectations of the coach's interest in you. Second thing that you can do if this communication stream has dried up between you and the coach is resend your resume, your profile. Resend your resume and profile as a reminder. Hey, I'm still interested. It should be updated anyway. This isn't something that's static. Check it every few months to make sure all the information is up to date. So resend the profile and ask interested questions about the school. If you're in that stage where the coach can respond to you, then they will. They'll answer those questions for you. So resend the profile and ask questions that require a response from the coach. Don't ask 10 questions, but say, hey, I've got a couple questions. So here's the first one, ask that. Here's the second one, ask that. You're trying to generate interest and activity. The third thing you can do, and this isn't something you can do with all the programs, but ones that are close by, ones that are a few hours away in a drive that are on your list as top programs, is visit the school. Go to the school, meet with the coach, face-to-face. That's huge. It shows you are highly interested, so visit the school. I wouldn't recommend visiting schools where the coach has already told you, well, son, I don't have you on my recruiting list. I'm not considering you a recruit right now. You don't want to, if that's the case, then you don't want to go visit that school. But that face-to-face can reignite a relationship, especially if you're coming down to the end of your junior year or in your senior year and you need to step it up. You need to find out what that interest level is. You need to be ranking your schools to see which ones are a good fit, which ones where you have an interest, the coach has an interest as well. So these three things can reignite a coach's interest when things seem to have dried up, and that is a phone call, more than one phone call. Secondly, and that phone call from the athlete, by the way, secondly, is resend your profile, send it by email, send it by mail, and ask questions that require an answer. And third, to visit the schools. So those three things. I hope that helps you out. As you enter the summer, man, this is recruiting season. Don't go on vacation from recruiting. This is the only time of year where all sports are out of season. All sports are recruiting. This is it. This is a big time. That's one reason why summer is huge for you. Secondly, is you have the time. You have more time to be able to make those contacts with coaches. You have the time to make the visits. You have the time to go to selected camps. You have the time to put the energy into the recruiting process, into your athletic scholarship pursuit. Parents, I need you to really lead this. Your son, your daughter may just be looking forward to summer and putting things in neutral. So help them out. Help them out. Yeah, give them a break. You do some of the work yourself to help them out in this process, but don't lose the momentum. Don't lose this window of time in the summer to go through the recruiting process, to put it into higher gear. I would encourage you to do that. That's it. Did it under 15 minutes this time. Hopefully you found it helpful. Ask me any questions that you have. There's a link in the show notes. There's a link in the show notes also to the free report, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. And there's a link to my email. If you can't remember, it's kind of weird spelling, JON@recruitme, which is hyphenated.com. But there's a link in the show notes to be able to email me if you've got some comments, questions. And I want to get your input on the coaching possibility. Okay? Take care, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.